The International AIDS Conference opened today in Bangkok, Thailand. It's the 15th such meeting in a series that stretches back to 1985. At the opening ceremonies, the Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawatra, said the nation is on track to provide AIDS drug treatment to all the tens of thousands of Thais who need it. Before the conference began, NPR's Richard Knox visited an AIDS hospice where the prospects for people with HIV are changing rapidly.
Buddhists believe happiness in the next life relies on doing good works in this one. So to celebrate her birthday, Pratumpran Pucharit and her daughter are offering alms to the monks. Wat Prabhat Nampu is not only a temple, it's the largest AIDS hospice in Thailand, a sanctuary for people with HIV, including the monks. Pratumprom and her family drove 70 miles from Bangkok to make their offering.
They learned about this place from the television, and they know that monks here are HIV positive. So it can be that once they take arms today, tomorrow they may die. This may be the last chant.
Death permeates this place. There's a brand new crematorium just inside the front gate and an older one behind it. A museum displays the bodies of 13 people who've died here of AIDS. On each glass case, there's a small white card. Our translator, Mandana, reads one. It's on a case containing the body of a small boy.
My name is Virapong Champa Thong, or James. I was born on the 18th of July, 1996. Died on the 7th of April, 2002. Age 5 years, 5 months, and 28 days. I got HIV from my mother. This baby girl also got it from her mother.
Families have been bringing their relatives here to die for 12 years. They were afraid of AIDS, afraid of providing care at home. And in the past, most hospitals wouldn't take patients with AIDS. That's what happened to Sivavong Ritplak. His nickname is Bo. Bo was very sick when he arrived here a year ago. Now he's a volunteer in the kitchen.
These are the food that we are going to give to the patients. Pork with bean, yadlong bean, stir-fried pork with yadlong bean. And that's the rice, also rice.
Bo shows how things have changed here. I asked him how he came to this place.
My aunt brought me here.
Because?
She couldn't accept me, and also because she had small kids.
And why do you think they felt that way?
Probably because they don't have the knowledge that by living together you cannot get the disease. They might think that by talking to me they will get HIV.
Do they know better now, you think?
They left me here and they have never visited me.
And there's no contact at all now?
There's no contact at all.
Bo pushes his food cart to the ward with the sickest patients.
We are at the terminal ward for those who cannot take care of themselves. When I first came here, I was on that bed there at the corner of the room. I was very skinny.
Bo was determined not to die.
I got up on the second day that I was here, because I didn't want to be put on diapers. And within 1 month, I was able to leave this building.
At first, Bo's recovery was due to willpower, the support of the monks here, and good nutrition. But since April, he's been on the antiviral pills that have transformed AIDS in rich countries into a chronic disease. Until last year, these drugs were too expensive for most Thais, but now the government is making its own generic AIDS drugs. That brings the cost down to under a dollar a day, and poor people like Bo get them for free. Since he's started treatment, he's put on weight and regained his strength. Bo wants us to see another place.
Going to visit the place where we keep the remains of those who left here.
We're in an open pavilion surrounded by tropical flowers. At one end is a statue of the Buddha. In front is a wall of white cloth bags rising almost to the Buddha's shoulders.
This is the place where we keep the remains of AIDS patients who died since 1992 until now.
No one ever came to claim these remains.
We put the remains in white cotton bags, and on that is the label of the name and the date when they die, and also the time when they died. And then they will be kept here in stacks in front of the Buddha's statue.
Do you have any idea how many bags we're looking at?
I think probably more than 10,000 bags all in all.
Until recently, 5 people died here every day. Now it's down to 1. Like Bo, more and more people are being treated. So in the future, the white bags may stop piling up. Richard Knox, NPR News, Bangkok.